The axis of the 5th and 11th house of the zodiac is the axis of authenticity and creative contribution. When eclipses transit the 5th and 11th houses of the zodiac, these eclipses make you step outside of your familiar creative expression and dare to create and dream bigger. So you're ready to claim and express your most authentic self and to put yourself out there and be seen. Now, that is the point. But as the eclipses are happening, as the nodes are transiting those houses, remember, for 18 to 24 months, the coming out to express ourselves in the most authentic way feels extremely uncomfortable because you're essentially uncovering layers of yourself that you perhaps thought about in the past, but never actually dared to express. So you may actually begin to dare to make plans 3-5 years out. You may actually dare to begin collaborating with people, asking people to join you on a project, or asking people to brainstorm with you. And look, this doesn't necessarily have to be like actual creative projects that look like digital projects or artsy projects. This can just be a simple expression of wanting to spend time doing things that you love and bring you joy, and you actually honoring that. And by honoring that, you may begin tapping into different creative parts of yourself in which, bam, one day you realize, oh my God, I have a dream. I have a vision that I want to be or do XYZ. I want to express myself XYZ. I want to showcase XYZ. So because this has to do with the 11th house of the zodiac, and the 11th house is the house of community, network, and friends and social groups, networks of friends and social groups play a really big role in you actually reaching your dreams. So if you have the eclipses currently transiting that part, understand that your dreams will be reached a lot farther and in a much more pleasant way if you reach out to other people. Personal limelights are now featured. Creative energy and romance takes new focus and expression. This house, the 5th house of creativity, is naturally ruled by Leo. So Leo energy empowers creative births, including children. The claiming of talent, you saying, I am talented in this, and this revitalizing need for joy and pleasure in your life, okay? Aquarius, which naturally rules the 11th house, even though I know we're experiencing eclipses in Gemini and Sagittarius, just understand that naturally and originally, Leo and Aquarius rule this axis. So the 11th house, which is naturally ruled by Aquarius, empowers you to actually act on your self-authenticity, on claiming your personal truth, even if there is fear. Even with the fear of social rejection, as long as you have a social circle or a small group of people supporting you, you are bound to go towards this newly found joy, towards this newly found dream. Okay. Some key words for the 5th house: creativity, short-term partnerships, children, self-expression, recreation, art, performance, spontaneous pleasures, sharing from your heart, being seen, and just simply loving others. Some key words for the 11th house are future, goals, hopes, wishes, dreams, groups of people and network, and being recognized for your gifts. May this be helpful if the eclipses are currently transiting your 5th and 11th houses.